KORN News Radio Sports on this Friday, December 12th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. We do have coverage tonight of high school boys basketball on Q1073 and on Corn Country 92.1, our first area games of the week. It's boys basketball with Bridgewater Emory hosting Corsica Stickney. That'll be with Clint Greenway on Q1073 and at Q107radio.com. Also tonight, over in Alexandria, it'll be Ethan and Hanson boys basketball. Shawn Michaels on the coverage over on Corn Country 92.1 and online at corncountry921.com. Other games tonight, boys basketball, number 6 Freeman travels to number 5 Viberg Hurley. Parkston takes on Tri-Valley. Wagner is at Winter. Howard hosts Del Rapids St. Mary, and Canastota is at Centerville. Also on the boys' side tonight, number 1 ranked Sioux Falls Lincoln will be on the road at Washington. Number 2 Brandon Valley boys take on number 5 O'Gorman, while number 3 Huron travels to T. On the girls' side tonight, also Ethan at Hanson, Wagner at Winter, Parkson at Tri-Valley, and the Freeman girls travel to Viberg Hurley. Also in girls basketball, number 4 Sioux Falls Jefferson takes on Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Number 5 Rapid City Stevens travels to Pierre. Huron girls also in T tonight. And number 3 ranked Washington takes on Sioux Falls Lincoln. The Atlanta Falcons rallied last night, defeating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Thursday Night Football 29-28. Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins threw 3 touchdown passes to tight end Kyle Pitts, and it was Falcons kicker Zane Gonzalez that had a 43-yard field goal to win it as time expired. The Falcons faced a 3rd-and-28 on their final drive. Cousins would pick up half of that, 14 yards to Pitts, and then they would convert a 4th-and-14 as Cousins had a 20-yard pass to David Sills. That would set up Gonzalez for the game-winning touchdown. Pitts, the Atlanta tight end, finished with 11 catches for 166 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Falcons win despite a franchise record 19 penalties as they trailed 28-14 in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have lost 5 of their past 6 games. They now fall a half game behind the Carolina Panthers for first place in the NFC South. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt in the hospital this week after experiencing lung discomfort. Watt went for an evaluation on Wednesday while receiving treatment. He's now set for further testing. Steelers had the day off on Wednesday, but players often receive medical treatments during that break. Watt had been on the injury report last week with a toe issue, but still played his 56th consecutive regular season game. Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza named the Associated Press Player of the Year after leading the unbeaten and number 1 ranked Hoosiers to their first Big Ten championship last week since 1967 and the number 1 seed in the college football playoff. Mendoza, a redshirt junior quarterback, was the overwhelming choice, receiving 32 of 51 first place votes from a nationwide panel of media members who cover college football. Mendoza won over Heisman Trophy finalist Diego Pavia of Vanderbilt, running back Jeremiah Love of Notre Dame, and Ohio State quarterback Julian Sand. Voting should be about the same tomorrow, as all those 4 are up for the Heisman Trophy. Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, your favorite to win tomorrow night in New York. And that's Look At Your Sports on this Friday morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.